From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A federal appeals court has ruled that President Trump's order restricting travel to the United States from several countries may take effect in part. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled on Monday that people who have no bona fide relationships to people or institutions in the U.S. may be barred from visiting. A three-judge panel said that the government could implement the restriction except on foreign nationals who have a credible claim of a bona fide relationship with a person or entity in the U.S. The judges said such people include grandparents, grandchildren, brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law, aunts, uncles, nieces, nephews, and cousins of people in the United States. The court said that relationships must be formal, documented, and formed in the ordinary course rather than for the purpose of evading. President Trump repeatedly praised Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on Monday, virtually ignoring discussion of Duterte's human rights record in carrying out thousands of extrajudicial killings in his war against drug suspects. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said human rights briefly came up in the context of the Philippines' fight against illegal drugs. But Duterte spokesman Harry Roque disputed that account, saying, "There was no mention of human rights. There was no mention of extra-legal killings. There was only a rather lengthy discussion of the Philippine war on drugs, with President Duterte doing most of the explaining." Rights groups had called on Trump to end his five-nation Asian trip with a statement condemning Duterte's killings of drug suspects in a far-reaching campaign. This is VOA News. South Korea's military said Monday a North Korean soldier was shot and wounded by fellow soldiers while defecting to South Korea. The defection reportedly took place at Panmunjom, the truce village located inside the demilitarized zone that separates the two countries. Rescuers in Iran continue to dig through the rubble Monday in a search for survivors after a powerful earthquake that struck the day before on the Iran-Iraq border, killing more than 400 people. As dusk approached Monday, tens of thousands of Iranians were forced to sleep outside for a second night. Irish musician and anti-poverty activist Bob Geldof returned his Freedom of the City of Dublin Award to his hometown Monday. He said he cannot hold an honor that was also given to Myanmar's de facto leader Aung San Suu Kyi.
Yeah, I don't want to be grandstanding either, but it's a sort of small personal gesture. Because Aung San Suu Kyi was extravagantly welcomed to this city, and I participated in that. I sang to her and spoke of her and raised her up on our hosannas, and it turned out that she's a killer.
Aung San Suu Kyi has come under fire internationally for failing to address what the UN has described as ethnic cleansing of the Muslim minority Rohingya in Myanmar. More than 500,000 Rohingya have fled across the border to Bangladesh to escape violence. Hate crimes rose across the United States for the second year in a row last year, with bias incidents targeting Muslims, Latinos, and transgender people showing sharper increases, those numbers coming from the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Its annual hate crime statistics, released Monday, showed there was more than 6,000 hate crime incidents in 2016. That's up about 5% from the previous year. And Russian state-controlled media outlet RT confirmed Monday that it has registered as a foreign agent in the United States. The U.S. Department of Justice had given RT until Monday to register its operations or face legal action. The editor-in-chief of the organization said, "Between legal action and registration, we have chosen the latter." The U.S. demand for the company's registration may be mirrored by Moscow, the Kremlin said last week, which would force outlets such as the Voice of America and Radio Free Europe, which both receive funding from the U.S. Congress, to also register in Russia. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.